the road must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by.
Welcome to this November 4th, 2010 edition of Education Now. I am your host, Athena Melville, and tonight the focus is the history of education now, current issues in education, and information on our producers. First, our history. I left the public school system in 1981 after Reaganomics had destroyed a system of education in my home state of California, which up to that point ranked second only to New York, and started to homeschool my four sons, and we moved to Mendocino County, and a much simpler life, and a much smaller home. I had done some Montessori training with my mentor Joy Turner in the months and years before the move, and I knew she would be there if I needed help. At the university level at this time, the early 80s, the Regents were taken over by the business model, and all that remained of the humanities in the California university system was at Sonoma State University and UC Santa Cruz. There were elements at Humboldt State and UC Davis, but things looked fairly bleak. In the private university system in California, the Claremont colleges were unique in their commitment to ethics and the humanities. As you have heard on other broadcasts, others approached me and asked that their children be allowed to join our process, and thus Melville Montessori School began. 20 years later, in 2001, years after our small K-12 Montessori school had begun, I retired, closed the school, but I did continue to work with students and their families on a one-on-one basis. The political situation at that time was dire, and I started to volunteer at the local public radio station. In 2005, my mentor, Joy Turner, died, and I realized how much she had supported me and my vision. The struggle to support and follow the child, as Maria Montessori reminds us to do, was being cast aside for most children. Only the few who could afford a private school or lived in a more affluent area could count on an education where the whole child was at the center. I didn't have the energy I once had, but I could see things were getting worse in education and for children. I wanted to bring these issues to a wider audience in the memory of my mentor, Joy Teacher. And so in March of 2006, after months of outreach and the efforts of Belinda Rollins, then manager of KZYX&Z, also known as Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, we went to air, and Education Now was born. I felt that anything I could do to empower parents to take charge of their children's education and their schools was essential. And as I did research, I found that an entire body of experts in child growth and development, and pediatricians and teachers called the Alliance for Childhood, had signed up to advocate for the rights of children and the right to have a childhood. I was so amazed to find this body which shared my concerns, and many of them became guests on Education Now. William Crane, my first guest, author of Theories of Development, which is constantly being updated and is considered a classic. And William Crane, who is also author of Reclaiming Childhood, had been featured in Montessori Life during the years my mentor Joy Turner was the editor, and he too was a member of the Alliance for Childhood. When we first had phone contact, he told me that in New York they had been trying and trying to get a radio show that would focus on children and education. He felt that they had succeeded, but that I had managed it here in California ahead of them. We had a good chuckle about that. I found that all that I had learned about child growth and development was being ignored in the system, except by those teachers who refused to cooperate, and many of them were forming charter schools. Dr. Crane affirmed my suspicions. I feel that by rewarding model public schools, who keep each whole individual child in the center with funding, and by empowering parents and teachers to create charter schools where each whole individual child can become the center and giving them funds that are always promised but never delivered, we would see great things happen. Now to go to current issues in education. Current issues in education will all be addressed when teachers are once again in control of their classrooms, and testing is not the aim of the educator. The aim of the educator is to follow each child and his or her own interest. Every subject can be taught in this manner, and all great teachers know this. Small classes with diverse ages work best. Small really is beautiful. There are model homeschools, model private schools, and model public schools, both traditional and charter. This is where we need to look for innovations and solutions, and we have tried to do that here at Education Now. A current issue, and also one of the reasons I started Education Now, is racism. This overt racism in America today is evident if we look at which children are suffering the most under the present public school system, and if we look at the death of affirmative action in California, what we find is more evidence of who was suffering and who would continue to suffer under the present public school system. The writings and work of Cornel West are essential in understanding this struggle. He spoke at Sonoma State shortly after the death of Mario Savio. Mario Savio had been teaching at Sonoma State, and the depth of hate when suppressed racism raises its head was palpable. I have tried to bring this issue to light on Education Now, and believe me, it has not been easy. Another current issue and reason why I started Education Now is in this public system, for the majority, I repeat, for the majority, the arts, the social sciences, and humanities were seen as frills, and are still seen as frills, and not essential in education. Also a current issue and a reason that I started Education Now was the denial of our ecologically precarious position. This denial is prevalent in a great majority of the public system, not to mention the absence to the relationship to the food we eat, its production, and children's health. Great biology classes require that we teach the theory of evolution, the knowledge of the web of life, and the present threat to diversity, and what that means to life on this planet, this loss of diversity. And this current issue and reason to start, that I started Education Now, is the lack of good civics, critical thinking, public speaking, and media involvement in the great majority of the public system. Debate, public speaking, and community involvement are essential to the education of a whole person. The loss of the airwaves, which belong to we the people of the commons, not to large corporate interests, but they have been taken over by these large corporate interests, and this is a betrayal of the public trust. This fact is not common knowledge, and it should be. A free press is essential to a free people. Now let me address the question of who our producers are. The Hermeneutic Institute for Holistic Health and Education got its nonprofit status in 1997. The institute was formed to provide an umbrella for small schools, holistic health practitioners, educators of all kinds, and artists. It has done fundraising for the community's food banks, for the local radio station, fundraising to get out the vote, done small work groups to study corporate personhood and ways of educating and alerting others, obtained a grant to offer parent empowerment workshops for the county, produced Education Now, done fundraisers for Melville Montessori School, sponsored concerts in the park to feature local Mendocino County bands and musicians, worked to assist in the effort to determine the effects of toxins to the health of one of our communities from the now extinct Remco plant, and sponsored performances for the public in drama, art, and dance. Today's board members include President Anthony Esserman Melville, Montessori teacher at Tree of Life Montessori Charter School, musician and graduate of Melville Montessori School, Vice President Sally B. Smith, creator of a vast media library for Melville Montessori School, and parent to Philip Smith, who is a graduate of Melville Montessori School, Secretary Treasurer Athena B. Melville, and I feel you already know a great deal about my background, and general board members, which include Karina Maccabee Kotler, Doctor of Chinese Medicine in Private Practice and Little Lake Grange President, Lois P. Judson, Mentor and Teacher in Special Education in Public Schools, and the parent of Dallas Groh, who is a graduate of Melville Montessori School. Marie Livesey, artist who taught at Melville Montessori School in the Fine and Applied Arts, an animal rescue worker, and the parent of Will Livesey, who is also a graduate of Melville Montessori School. Dr. John Glyer, general practitioner, who has worked with Doctors Without Borders, as well as serving on one of the local school boards, and coaching youth soccer for many years. Christopher Melville, Montessori teacher at Tree of Life Montessori Charter School, creator of Fantasy Warplay, or FanWar, an active LARP or role-playing game and a constant consultant for Education Now. Dr. Catherine A. Morris, Associate Professor, Department of Literacy Studies and Elementary Education at Sonoma State University. Her research interests include issues related to the professional development of elementary teachers, both in general and specifically in mathematics. And Maureen Kelly, the director of the Model St. Helena Cooperative Nursery School, which we featured on Education Now, and Kelly Hennessy. Kelly owns her own consulting firm, and she is the parent of two children who attend Live Oak Charter School, which is based in the Waldorf philosophy. Well, that about covers all our issues for this evening. My contact information is hermes@pacific.net. If you have questions about anyone I've discussed or anything that I've mentioned here on this podcast, please send me an email at hermes@pacific.net or visit us on the Facebook page, on our Facebook page, and leave your comments or questions there. Our next podcast is November 18th, where we feature an interview with Dr. Maria Hess, Associate Professor of Psychology and Holistic Education at Sonoma State University. And I'm looking so forward to talking with Maria for that particular podcast. Education Now is a production of the Hermeneutic Institute for Holistic Health and Education, a 501c3 nonprofit corporation. Education Now podcasts are listed on the American Montessori Society website at 3 W's, AMSHQ, that's AMSHQ.org, and just look under Regional Group Events. All of our broadcasts and podcasts can be listened to with free download at this website. Thank you so much for listening, and please join us once again on the Education Now Facebook page. As well as leaving us a comment or a question, you will also find many updates during this critical time in education. Goodbye for now, and I send you all much cosmic love.
You are on the road, must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know.